Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Why, ladies, Kroger Tender Ray Beef just couldn't be anything else but delicious. And here's why. Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. Yes, ma'am, always fresh, always tender. You know it's tender because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of juice. It's luscious red. It's rich in savory juices. It's marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And ladies, Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So go to your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. That's Kroger Tender Ray beef, the finest beef value in town. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs has been seeing young Dr. Evans with willing and enthusiastic regularity the past 3 or 4 months. But last night she refused to go out with him because, as she later confided to her brother Pat, she was hoping that Johnny Keith would phone. Penny didn't hear from Johnny last night and left the house rather dejectedly this morning. When the doorbell rings in the Gibbs home this morning, it's Penny's invalid foster father who answers it.
Hey, I'll have to put an engine on this wheelchair of mine if the doorbell rings many more times this morning. And now, what do you want?
Good morning, Ted.
Oh, hello, Johnny. Come in, son.
Thanks. How's everything this morning?
Oh, terrible. If the doorbell's rung once today, it's rung 50 times.
And you've had to answer it every time.
Every single time. I've put enough mileage on this pushmobile of mine to reach from Maine to California.
You alone, Jed? Where is everybody?
Well, most everybody's upstairs or down in the basement. Somebody got the bright idea that the house should get a pretty thorough cleaning. So that leaves me to answer the door.
Well, if Penny's busy...
Oh, Penny's not here, son. She's at the community center. Something special doing over there this afternoon.
Oh, she'll be busy all day. Well, I won't bother her then. I can see her sometime tomorrow, unless she's too busy then. Well, I'll see you...
Oh, no, don't go, son, unless you have something special to do.
No, I'm free most of the day. All I have to see is Frank Carter and sign a few papers.
Oh, young Carter's handling all your legal work for you, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How's his law practice coming along?
Oh, he's not getting rich on what he does for me, but I understand he gets a rather nice retainer from several manufacturing firms around Rossville and Wayne City.
Oh, corporation stuff, eh?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of money in that, and a good future.
Oh, Frank's a good boy, and a good lawyer, I think. I think he'll do well.
Well, I certainly hope he does. I know those couple of months that Penny worked for him, it was all he could do to pay her wages.
Yes, he was telling me about that just the other day. Oh, incidentally, he'd like to have Penny come back to work for him.
Well, I'd like to see her do it. But her time's pretty well occupied with the center, and right now, the Billings Construction Company is paying our rent and buying our groceries. You haven't been down to my office since you've been back, have you, son?
No, Jed, I haven't.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that. That was your office as well as mine, even more than mine before you went away.
Yeah, I know, Jed, but, it was one of the places I thought I'd like to go when I got back, even spend some time there, but, I don't know. I guess I forgot about it when I got back.
Well, maybe it was the excitement of that plane accident on the way home, son. It sort of, took your mind off the little things you intended to do when you got home.
Home, Jed? Home is not quite the right word for what I came home to.
Now, son, you don't mean that.
What would I do? I don't know why, Jed, but Rossville's different from what it was when I left.
Oh, it's not different at all.
I think it is.
Well, can you name one thing about it that's changed? One building, one street, one place, or one person who's any different?
Well, on the surface, no. I don't see any change.
Mm-hmm.
What's different is more what I feel, not what I see.
No, then. You're the one who's changed.
No, I don't think I have, Jed. I came back with the same feelings I took away with me.
Did you now?
Mm-hmm.
You went away poor, untraveled, inexperienced in many ways. And you came back rich, having seen a good portion of the world. And you had a brush with death that nearly swept you off the face of the earth. You can't say you're the same person who left us, Johnny. No, son. Oh, if anything or anyone has changed, it's you.
Well, Jed, being rich isn't important to me. It's not wealth I earned, but inherited.
Mm-hmm.
And I traveled a lot when I was younger. And as for what you call my brush with death, well, if anything, it brought me closer to the things and the people in Rossville that I loved. Made me appreciate and cherish them more.
Well, then I don't know what's changed. If it isn't you, nothing has.
I don't know what it is either, Jed. Maybe it isn't that anything's changed, just that something's missing. Something I came home for isn't here anymore.
What did you come home for, son?
Well, why does anyone come home? Because he thinks it's where he belongs.
Well, you certainly belong here.
Well, I don't think I do.
Yeah, that young Dr. Evans sort of took your place while you were away, didn't he?
No, Jed. It's not Joel or Joel and Penny.
No? Well, tell me, as someone who has always been interested in Penny's happiness, what do you think of Joel?
As someone who might make her happy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I think really doesn't matter, Jed. It's what she thinks. And obviously she thinks he can, and she thinks he does make her happy. That's good enough for me.
Hey, Penny, where are you?
I'm here, Wendy, in the kitchen.
Oh. Hi, Penny.
Hello.
All right, if I come in and help you with something?
Oh, that's very sweet of you, Wendy, but everything's just about ready. I know you were in the ping pong contest upstairs, hmm?
I was, but I got put out.
Thought you were a chapkin.
Mm.
That's stirred about enough, I think. Well, aren't you the ping pong champion, Wendy?
Yeah, I guess I'm about the best ping pong player in Rossville when Dead Duck Wernicken isn't talking to Hazel.
What does Dead Duck have to do with it?
Well, Dead Duck's father just bought him a car, a new one with a push-button top and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And Dead Duck's a senior, and Hazel has a leaning towards seniors. You know, just a little tilt. Especially when they have brand new cars.
Well, I still don't see why you lost the game just because he was talking to Hazel.
You don't?
No.
Well, I sure couldn't keep my eye on the ball and Hazel at the same time.
I see. Well, I wouldn't worry about Dead Duck if I were you. I still think Hazel prefers you above all others.
Well, we have been sort of, well, like that all our lives.
And I think you will be like that all the rest of your lives. Wendy, I'll tell you something you can do for me if you like. You can carry the punch bowl over to the table if you don't mind.
Well, of course I don't mind. I came down to help you. This table over here, Penny?
Yeah, and you can get the cups out of the cabinet if you like.
All right. Which cabinet?
This one right here.
Oh, yeah. Say, Penny.
Yes. Oh, look, Wendy, wipe off the cups with this cloth before you put them on the train.
Hmm? Uh-huh. Golly, there are a lot of cups in this cabinet. You want them all wiped off?
Mm-hmm. All of them.
Oh. Well, I guess it'll be all right if no one sees me.
I don't think you'll be seen. You know, not everyone's allowed in this kitchen. Only a few.
Why am I one of the few?
Well, you ought to know. You helped make the rules. Only committee members are allowed in here.
Oh, yeah, that's right, isn't it? And anyhow, I just remembered.
Remembered what?
Oh, nothing. But your father and I had a little talk. I hope he made you understand. He did, didn't
he? Oh, yes, Wendy, I understand perfectly. Now, start wiping those cups.
Oh, sure. Penny.
Mm-hmm.
Penny, will you ask Mr. Keith to come to the center and tell us about that plane crash?
I intend to the very next time I see him.
Oh, well, could you make the very next time today, maybe? Or by tonight at the latest?
Why the rush?
Oh, well, we'd like to have him take over the lecture hour this coming Friday afternoon. It's the only Friday old Miss Grump can lecture on civic leadership this year. And well, we're all a lot more interested in nearly getting killed in a plane crash than in civic leadership.
Oh, you're not too anxious to hear Miss Grump, are you?
Well, I had her in civics last semester, and I've heard her enough. So is everyone.
Oh, Wendy, Miss Grump's already been invited to give the lecture next Friday afternoon.
I know, but we told her that Johnny... Well, we said Mr. Keith when we talked to her about it. We told her he was willing to give us a lecture if he could do it this Friday, and she said that was all right with her.
Well, I'll ask Johnny if he'll give a talk this Friday.
Will you make sure he does?
I'll ask him if he will. That's the best I can do. Don't count on it too much, but I have an idea. Johnny will not only be willing to give the talk, but flattered to know that you want him to.
Benny, there's someone at the door.
Oh, Jed.
Will you get it or shall I?
No, darling, I'll get it. I was tangled up in my sewing for a minute.
Hello, Benny.
Hello, Johnny, come in.
Well, how is the day at the community center besides busy?
Oh, exhausting. Hmm. I was wondering when I'd see you again.
Oh, well, did I fail to call when I promised or did I break a date?
No, you didn't, but... I kind of fell out here from you last night. I don't know why.
Yeah, I know, I know. I should have called, Penny. I had a good time with you and Joel the other night, thanks to you and Joel.
Well, I think you deserve a third of the credit for the fun.
Oh?
Yeah. It was a nice evening, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, yes, it was. It was a very, very nice evening.
Mm-hmm.
And, Penny, I would have called, except that, something important came up. I've even forgotten what it was.
Well, whatever it was, I think it was a good reason. By the way, I've been ordered to request your presence at the community center lecture Friday afternoon at 2.
Uh-oh. Do I have to go? I hate lectures.
No, I think you'll like this one. If you agree, of course, you're going to give it.
Well, I'd like... I'm going to give it.
Yeah, you're going to give it.
Well, I can't lecture on anything.
You can lecture. You lecture me when you've a mind to.
Well, I can lecture you when you need it, Penny, but I don't think that would quite be the kind of lecture that would be interesting to the kids at the center.
No, neither do I. No, they want you to tell them about your trip back from South Africa, the airplane trip and the accident, the rescue.
Oh, that.
Yeah, you could make it an interesting talk, and it needn't be long. They'll want to ask you questions, so that'll take up most of
the time. Well, I'd love to do it, Penny, for the kids and for you. But I'm afraid I can't. Not this Friday.
Well, why not?
Well, because I'll be on my way back to South Africa Friday. As a matter of fact, Friday afternoon, Penny. On my way home.
So Johnny Keith is going back to South Africa. How does Penny feel about this? Does she want him to go? If she doesn't... Will she do anything to try to keep him in Rossville? Can she keep him from leaving? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Delicious is right. Kroger Tender Ray Beef is wonderfully fresh, wonderfully tender. The best eating beef you ever tasted. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And listen, besides offering you the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, Kroger also offers you more meat for your money. You see, Kroger has a special way of cutting beef that removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Since all this is done before your purchase is weighed and priced, you get more meat, less waste. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Friends, please keep in mind that the only place you can get famous Kroger Tender Ray Beef is at your neighborhood Kroger store. When you buy Kroger Tender Ray, you get the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. And you get more meat for your money, because Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon and get Kroger Tender Ray Beef, the finest beef value in town. Be with us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.